everybody, and welcome back to Below the Line. Sam Mayer is your winner of the Hobby Perks 250 at Iowa Speedway, the Xfinity Series' first race at Iowa since 2019, and Sam Mayer gets it done in NASCAR overtime. Had to make the pass on Riley Herbst with just about six laps to go, and when the race went into overtime due to a flat tire from John Hunter Nemechek, and we'll talk more about flat tires later in the show, trust me. When the race went into overtime, he pulled away off turn two, clears Riley Herbst, and drives off into the sunset for his second win of 2024 and his sixth win of the last two seasons. Really, though, the last year, he didn't get his first win. Remember, it was his first career win in the Xfinity Series until, what, late July last year? It was almost August. It was at Road America. He's riffed off now six wins, three at road courses. And I don't remember where the other one was, but I remember the Glen, the Roval, and then Road America. And then this year at Texas in a photo finish. No photo finish earlier this afternoon when he got that win. Heartbreaking for Herbst. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of racing for his job. Hearing rumblings about, you know, maybe the Xfinity team staying on with Joe Custer. Who knows about that? But basically racing for his job. And second's heartbreaking. I think Riley Herbst is in a position where he does need to probably produce more results than he is, needs to win some races, but, you know, oh well, just came up a little bit short today, still looking good for the points. He's going to be in the playoffs, but question is, you know, can he win? Can he win consistently, rather? You know, can he prove that at 25 years old, he really is capable of winning races and doing so consistently? So that is the big question here. The big story of the race was tires, and, you know, we'll see tomorrow in the Cup race what happens, but early on, you know, you had tire issues. I think there was a lot of cording, like Corey Heim on the broadcast. They showed Corey Heim's tires. By the way, great broadcast in NBC. They showed Corey Heim's tires, and they were pretty blistered, so taking care of tires was going to be big. I thought that would play more into the hands of veterans, and then it was funny. Hill and Allgaier, the two guys I said on Twitter, you know, would probably have the best shot if the race became a race of tire management, like the Bristol Cup race earlier in the year. The two veterans, they both blew tires. So Allgaier did so well running ninth. Hill did so well running second. So those guys did that kind of back-to-back, I think. It was Allgaier and then Hill, right? So both of those guys with tire issues. And then you look in the top five, and I think Herbst is the only guy that's 25 or older in that top five, which I know it's the Xfinity Series, but still, Mayer, Heim, Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, like, those are young guys. You know, those aren't veterans. Maybe Creed, you know, in his third year in Xfinity. Herbst, definitely a veteran, but Corey Heim, you know, he hasn't run a full season of Xfinity yet. He might not, so you know, that was interesting to me that the guys that ended up at the front contending for the win and the winner, they weren't veterans, you know, and tires were important today. Not so much for speed, like even on fresh tires, like there was that one restart where Chandler Smith lost like 10 spots on fresh tires because it's a repave and because that's just how the track was today. Fresh tires weren't going to do you a whole lot of good in speed, but they were going to do you a whole lot of good in, you don't have to freak out when you're 30 laps into a run about your tire maybe blowing up and sending you into the wall. We saw that with John Hunter Nemechek. We saw with Allgaier. We saw with Hill. We saw with AJ Allmendinger. So, you know, it's very apparent early on that tires were going to matter not so much for grip or speed, but for the fact that you might be in the wall if you're on a few laps too long. You had Austin Hill. He might have gone out of this race earlier at the end of stage two if he hadn't backed off, conserved his tires. So tires were the name of the game today, just not in the way they normally are. We'll see tomorrow. The Cup tires, the same one they ran at Wilkesboro, and that tire was hard as a rock. It didn't wear at all. Even the option tires that everybody was touting, it didn't matter. Like, it just didn't. So we'll see. But that was the big story of the race. Sam Mayer gets his second win of the year. I think this solidifies him as a championship threat. He had a horrible start to the year. He had one top 10 in six races, won that race at Texas. Now he has seven top fives in the last nine races, and he's been doing it quietly. Like, he hasn't had just a ton of race-winning speed, I don't feel like. He hasn't been leading laps, at least I don't feel like, when watching these races. But he's finishing these races, and he's finishing them very high, very well. That's what you got to do. It's all about putting together a run, getting hot. Is he peaking at the wrong time? Maybe. Who knows? But I think that team's just really good. And the thing is, Sam Mayer, he's 20 years old and he's doing this. And he said it in his post-race pressure, like, he's ticked off that he's not in consideration for a Cup ride. I think part of that might be that Chevrolet is kind of log jammed right now. You know, you have Trackhouse, who has like four or five guys vying for a spot. You have Hendrick with four guys locked up for a long time. Who knows what colleagues are going to do? You know, Chevrolet right now is just kind of in a logjam when it comes to prospects. You look at RCR, they got Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, they seem in place at least for next year. And then you have Hill and Love waiting in the wings. So Sam Mayer is in an interesting spot. He's really the only JRM guy. I don't think Sammy Smith's there yet. I think he'll have a 1 or 2 more years in Xfinity. I don't think Sammy's looked at that in the same way because he hasn't won in the same way that Sam has. He's really the only JRM guy that I think could be in consideration for a cup ride right now. Brandon Jones isn't anywhere close. Allgaier's happy in Xfinity. So, you know, I get why he's ticked off that he's not in consideration for a cup ride. I don't think that's something against him. I think it's just the fact that right now when it comes to NASCAR and Chevrolet, there's not a whole lot of places for him to go. Like, there's not a whole lot of opportunities out there right now for Sam Mayer. But I think if you win enough races, you know, and you bring even a little bit of funding, I think you're going to find a ride. So I think he'll be fine. It's just a matter of, you know, will a seat open up? And if that seat opens up, does he bring enough funding to, you know, for the team owners, for the suits, the executives to say, yeah, we can justify putting this guy in this ride? But I think from a talent perspective and on track perspective, he certainly has that. I feel a little bad for leaving him out of my top five prospects list. I kind of feel like we all forgot about a 4-win year and a championship 4 appearance last year for him, but I feel like we shouldn't have. So we'll see if he can make it back there. I think if you have 2 seasons in Xfinity, if he can put together 4 or 5 win season this year, make it back to the championship 4, I think at that point you're kind of like in a Corey Heim scenario where you're in a lame duck scenario where you're like, all right, this is a formality now. I've proven I'm cup ready. Just when will I get the seat? So anyway, let's move on to these results. With the win, Riley Herbst second. Corey Heim, speaking of P3, he was fastest in practice, had to start back in 22nd, drove up to around 12th, fell back to around 18th, and just kept plugging away all day. Just patient, great racecraft. Like, Corey Heim, just he proved why he's one of the most highly touted, most sought-after prospects in NASCAR again today. And I say that after every race he runs. He's back in the Xfinity car next weekend at Loudon. I love it every time he's in anything, because it's just, he proves every time why Denny Hamlin likes him so much, why these teams are going after him. I think next year he's in a cup car 23-11. Denny hasn't said that expressly. He's even been hesitant about buying a charter, but I'm really interested to see if they do take that leap. You know, they mentioned Herbst is maybe a candidate for that ride. I know Lee Spencer mentioned that. But I don't know. You can't justify putting Riley Herbst in that car over Corey Heim. Heim finished one spot behind Riley Herbst today. New Hampshire will be telling for Corey. That's a, you know, different track, a flat, you know, 1 mile, magic mile in Loudon. But we'll see. And then trucks are back at Nashville on Friday, June 28th, and he'll probably just whip everybody in that one, if I had to guess. He is my pick for that race. Sammy Smith fourth, Sheldon Creed in fifth. One of these days, it'll be Sheldon Creed's turn, just not today. Cole Custer sixth. How about Matt DiBenedetto? Came back from, what, one or, I think, 2 laps down and finishes top 10. Just dragging these Viking cars to unimaginable heights. Chandler Smith won the stages, led 131 laps, and then got stuck in dirty air, which dirty air, it does still matter in the Xfinity Series. Doesn't always seem like it, you know, because these guys can pass, unlike cup guys sometimes. But just got caught in that dirty air and was a victim of it. Ross Chastain in ninth. That car was DGM prepared. No Trackhouse, no RCR, and he put it up there on speed. That's impressive. Daniel Dye, 10th. Was this his Xfinity debut? I don't remember if it was or not. But a great run in a beautiful Rusty Wallace throwback scheme. Parker Kligerman had a vibration early on, finishes 11th, Ryan C. 12th, Leland Honeyman 13th, Ryan Ellis 14th, Anthony Alfredo 15th, and two guys I want to shout out here, Joey Gase and David Starr, finished 16th and 17th respectively. Good runs there for a couple of veterans that are just looking to get to the track every week, much less finish well, and they did that today. Grimes, Iowa's own Brett Moffitt in 18th. He was probably going to finish around top 10, at the least top 15. Had to make an unscheduled pit stop during stage three. Kyle Sieg, 19th. Josh Williams, 20th. Jeremy Clements led a few laps, put up a good fight there on that outside lane once it got some rubber on it. He finishes 21st. Dawson Cram, 22nd. Patrick Emmerling, 23rd. Jeb Burton, 24th. Haley Deegan in 25th. Garrett Smithley, 26th. John Hunter Nemechek brought out the final caution with a blown tire. He finishes 27th. Brennan Poole, 28th. Austin Hill, 29th. Justin Allgaier in 30th. Jesse Love, 31st. His car caught on fire after it had been towed off the racetrack. Parker Retzlaff had some weird issue that had all the officials in the world gathered around that car. Kyle Weatherman, 33rd. SVG, 34th. This is the first weekend all year where he's really looked like a rookie, a NASCAR Xfinity Series rookie. Wrecked in practice. I got to go to a backup car. It would have started second if he hadn't had to go to a backup car. Gets back with the circles and just kind of lost the car, got loose, collected Perkins, collected, I think, Weatherman in that as well. He ends up 34th. Back-to-back wins won't be back-to-back-to-back for SVG. First weekend, he's looked like a rookie, but I think he'll probably be fine. Blaine Perkins, 35th. Brandon Jones with engine issues, 36th. Allmendinger, 37th. And then Glenn Reen in his Xfinity Series debut in 38th. Don't have the standings here on StreamYard, but I will read them off to you. Mayer jumps up there with Van Gisbergen and Smith and Hill with two wins. Allgaier and Love are the only two guys with one win. So these playoff standings aren't updated. All right, that's fun. Let's see if ESPN has updated point standings. It's been a few hours after the race now, and we still don't have accurate point standings on NASCAR.com. That is just great. Here we go. Smith, Hill, Mayer, all with two wins, along with SVG. Allgaier and Love with one. Cole Custer is plus 197 to the cut line. He's making the playoffs. 11 races left in the regular season for the Xfinity Series. 18 left in the season as a whole. Sheldon Creed is plus 92. Riley Herbst plus 91. AJ Allmendinger plus 60. Parker Kligerman plus 55. Sammy Smith, the last man in, plus 31 above the cut line. Ryan Segan, 13th, is your first man out, minus 31. Then you have Anthony Alfredo, minus 54. Brandon Jones, minus 74 and 15th. It's kind of looking like last year for him now. He started off better, was even in the playoff picture at one point, and no longer. Parker Retzlaff, 16th, minus 105. Brennan Poole, 17th. Josh Williams, 18th. Jeremy Clements, 19th. Leland Honeyman in 20th. Ryan Ellis doing a solid job this year in 21st. Kyle Weatherman in 22nd. Jeb Burton, 23rd. Blaine Perkins, 24th. Haley Deegan, the last of all full-time drivers, 25th. She is 221 points out of the playoffs. Next race for these guys, New Hampshire. Next weekend, the SIAP 200 at the Magic Mile in Loudoun, New Hampshire, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on USA Network, PRN, and Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. So those guys go there. They go to Nashville. They go to Chicago. I'll be at that race covering that one for Yard Barker. So we'll have coverage, obviously. Emily and I will be with you tomorrow to recap the Cup race at Iowa, the inaugural Cup race at Iowa Speedway, and then all throughout the week, Xfinity and Cup next weekend from Loudoun, then a triple-header weekend at Nashville. Thank you guys for watching. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Follow us on X at BTYLPod. I will see you guys tomorrow with Emily to recap the Iowa Corn 350. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great night.